Thursdays, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Drusilla Crutchfield.
Someone who got the extra mile.
Touching Women Ministries presents Drusilla Crutchfield, teaching creative Christian concepts for today's woman. This program is bringing a message of deliverance, hope, and freedom in today's world through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now with today's program, here is Drusilla Crutchfield.
Praise God. Praise God for a beautiful radio station that can be so helpful, so patient in helping to put together this radio ministry. I just praise God for this radio station. And I pray and believe that God will bless this station in so many ways. Not just because I am able to be here today with you, but because it sends forth the Word of God. Because it sends forth the Word of God 24 hours a day, so that your life will be filled with God's Word. There's not any reason at any time of the day or night, ladies, to feel as though you need to hear the voice of someone who loves God and feels that that's not available to you. If nothing else, you can always turn on this radio station, and hear God's name being lifted up. Praise God for such a service. Thank you, Father. Father, we come to you today thanking you for all that you provide for us. So many different areas, Father, of being able to hear your word being ministered in praise and song and thanksgiving and preaching and so many ways, Father. Father, thank you. Thank you that you are making available to women today, to people today, Father, your word in every area. In every area, Father, that there is not any who should go without having heard this blessed word. Oh, Father, I just pray that you send your convicting spirit out among the listening audience today, that lives will be touched and homes will be changed, Father. Father, take this message, Father, and speak it through me, Father, that you might be edified and glorified, and that indeed your word will not come back void. Praise God for the fulfilling of your promises, Father. Thank you, Father, for loving us so much. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Yesterday, God just laid such a special burden on my heart about women filling their day with too many activities and not having time for God. Do you know, God wants so much for us to have peace in Him and wants for us to have the desires of our heart, but He wants us to seek Him for that. Let's go to the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 2, and we are looking at the story of Hannah. Hannah went so long barren, and her heart ached, and it was so sore. And she wept because she felt so empty. She desired that child. And you know, Hannah had a husband who loved her so very much. He loved her, and he felt that surely he could supply that missing element in her life. Look at verse 7, chapter 1 of 1 Samuel. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Now this is Hannah's enemy who is provoking her because she is barren. And Hannah wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, this is her husband, then said Elkanah her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not, and why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? You see, he wanted to be able to fill that void, but Hannah was so grieved that that void was left there. So she rose up, and she went to the temple And she prayed to the Lord, and she wept. And as Eli passed and he saw her weeping, he saw her lips moving, Eli looked at her. You know, and he had a false idea of what was wrong with her. He accused her of being drunk. But Hannah says, "No, Lord, I am not drunk. I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord." You see, Hannah knew what to do. Hannah knew what to do. She did not just sit around mourning and begrudging her plight and having bitterness and hatred toward God about it, but rather she went to God and she poured out that hurt and that bitterness and that loneliness and that anguish. And what did she do? She promised, if you will look up in verse 11, she made a vow. "Forget not that thy handmaiden, but if you will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life." All the days of his life. You see, Hannah made a vow, and she wept and she cried and she poured her heart out to God. You know, we can do that with God. If we have a need, we have a hurt, we have a burden, then we need to pour our heart out to God. There is nothing wrong with crying before God, letting the tears flow before God, and pouring our heart out. And praise God, all that He gives me, I desire to give back to Him tenfold. And this is the vow Hannah made. "God, if you give me that son, I will give him back to you fully and completely." This is the vow she made. Is not that the vow we should make about anything that we receive from God? "God, as you supply my financial need, I give back to you every bit of my finances." That doesn't mean that we take our husband's paycheck and give the whole thing to the church, but that means that we have dedicated it to God to do what He wants with it. That means that before we go buy a new fur coat, praise God, a VCR, a three-wheeler for our child, or anything else, that we seek what God wants us to do with it and do with it what God wants us to do. We dedicate all that God gives us to Him, back to Him. Give it to Him. And this is what Hannah did. And then what happened? Eli answered and said to her, verse 17, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of Him." And she said, "Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight." So the woman went with her, went her way, and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. What did she do? She gave it to God. The priest blessed her, prayed for God's favor for her, and Hannah left it with God. Her countenance was cleared up. It was no longer sad. And then as we proceed with the story, we see that Hannah was blessed with the son Samuel. And as Elkanah, her husband, was going back to the temple, he said for her to come with him. But she said in verse 22, "I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever." And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, "Do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word." Praise God. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. You see, God established his word. God gave that son to Hannah. And Hannah, in turn, keeps her promise. And she gives that son back to God to be raised for God. Verse 27, "For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth shall he be lent to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. You see, Hannah did did not go back on what she promised God. She gave that child to God to serve him as long as he lived. And then you would think, oh, to have to give up that baby after she desired this child for so long. But look what the result of it was. Chapter 2, and Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation." Praise God. "There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God." Praise God. Ladies, I tell you today that if you will take everything that you have, everything that God has given you, and you will give it back to God, you will find that there is none greater than God. There is none greater than God. It is only when we hold those things to ourselves selfishly that we fail to see God's glory. And how often we do that. We cling. God blesses us with a home. And what do we do? "Don't bring all of those kids over here this afternoon. I've spent all day cleaning it." Poor child, left out in the cold, can't bring his friends home. So what's he going to do? He's going to go somewhere else. God blessed you with a home. Open that home and share it. Let your children be proud of it. God gave you that home. Give it back to him. Where does he want your children? He wants your children there with you. He wants them hearing the word of God and feasting on the word of God. Let them bring their friends in to be feasting upon the word of God also, rather than chasing them away because your house is clean and in order and you don't want those kids messing it up. God blessed you with that. Not just the home. What about our time? God blesses you with time and a good night's rest. And it's only when we misuse our time, when we abuse what God has given us, that we begin to have a lack of time, that we begin to not be able to rest or sleep at night. But you see, when you dedicate all that God has given you back to God, then he will bless you with it. He will bless you with it, and you can rejoice and be overflowing. What about your finances? You say, "Oh, but I'm not blessed. I can barely make ends meet." Well, I tell you what, you take that little meager paycheck that's coming in and you dedicate it to God. And you just see how blessed you'll be. You just see what joy you will have in serving God. Just let God touch everything that he has given you. Give it back to him. Let him direct it. Let him do with it as he will. And like Hannah, you will be saying, "Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation." Praise God. What more can God do for you? He has provided life eternal for you. Reach out. Touch the hand of Christ. Take him into your heart. Receive life eternal. He has provided the Holy Spirit, the comforter, the teacher, the instructor. Reach out. Let the Holy Spirit minister in your life. He has provided every daily need for you, and it is only when we are selfish and we hold it back, or we begrudge what we have, or we live in bitterness and anger, that we do not see the blessings. But when we give it back to God and dedicate it to him, no matter how little it might seem, then he blesses us over abundantly and our lives are full. Ladies, I just pray that you will take this time to give all that you have to God and let him bless you. Join me again tomorrow at this time for Touching Women.
You've been listening to Drusilla Crutchfield with today's program of Creative Christian Concepts. Our prayer is that you have been ministered to. This program is a faith ministry of Touching Women Ministries and is supported solely as God leads you to have a part in setting the captives free through our Lord Jesus Christ. You may write Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, zip 77805. That's Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, 77805.